We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's a Super Bowl champ, a Super Bowl MVP, 10-time Pro Bowler, and the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Drew, good morning and thank you for your time. How's the offseason treating you?
It's been good. A lot of time with family, but ready to get rolling now that the offseason program has started.
Now, I'm sure you saw the news recently that former teammate of yours in San Diego, LaDainian Tomlinson, not only going into the Hall of Fame, but choosing one, Lorenzo Neal, to introduce him. Any advice for Lo's introductory speech?
Hey, just be yourself, Lo. You know what I'm
saying? BB, holla at your boy. You know, it was a matter of time to restart, bro. It was.
Hey, let's get started early, Lo.
Okay. Hey, Breezus, man. Tell me, man, how is it when you look at just your career and the way that you've been able to go about it in the consistency, always chasing greatness, going from San Diego and, you know, and drafting Philip Rivers and your process that you continue to stay the course, getting injured, and change your whole course, man, that your future of San Diego was, you know, the window closed, getting injured, and going to Miami, thinking that was going to happen. They turned the door, you know, shut the door, and then New Orleans winning a Super Bowl. Has this been just a whirlwind of a ride, and how do you keep that grounded, you know, during this process as you continue to chase your greatness?
Well, you know, this has been my 12th year in New Orleans, which is hard to believe. It's gone by that fast. I mean, it really does feel like yesterday that made that transition from San Diego here to New Orleans in 06. But, man, it's been an amazing ride. You know, it's been with one head coach, Sean Payton, which I consider myself very lucky. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league when it comes to evaluating talent in regards to communicating a message to the team, in regards to putting us all in the best position to succeed according to our strengths. And that was something that I identified immediately by being around a guy like him, was that, you know, he was going to take all the things that I was great at from San Diego and then incorporate that into the things that, you know, kind of his background being with the West Coast offense. And we've gradually evolved this offense to fit all the strengths of the guys that we have here. And I'm excited about a lot of the young talent we have offensively. You know, we've got 5 draft picks coming up here in the first 3 rounds of this upcoming draft. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, continue to add good young talent to our team. We play in a really tough division, you know, with Atlanta, Carolina, and Tampa. So we got to continue to find ways to stay ahead of the curve, including myself.
Is this partly what keeps you motivated, the idea of working with a head coach you've had for so long and being able to help mentor the younger players on your team in the West Coast offense?
Yeah, no, it absolutely does, because every year is a new challenge and it's a new team, and you know, you have to evolve because, you know, everybody's taking a look at the film from the year before and they're trying to make adjustments to stop you and your offense, and so you're always evolving. But yeah, that with the young guys, you know, it's opportunities to build that chemistry and that camaraderie, and also to give them an understanding of where this offense has come from. You know, from where it started in 06 to where it is now is, yeah, there's a lot of the base concepts, and yet we've evolved so much, whether it's just the little slight nuances or certain adjustments or certain checks or just whatever it is, and it's just time on task. You know, it takes time, it takes practice, but that's part of the fun is when you can, you know, put in that work and that time together. You know, by the time you go through an entire off season and preseason and into the regular season, the amount of reps that you do and the confidence that you build and gain, you know, really pays dividends once you get to the regular season, then you're able to, you know, go out there and execute it.
Super Bowl champ Drew Brees with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. New Orleans is one of the most unique cities in the country. The French influence, the good times, the laws, everything that goes on down there. That's why it's such a hot travel destination. But you have some unique insight into playing there and what it's like in terms of possible distractions for younger players, Bourbon Street and all that comes with it. With the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, when they get to Southern Nevada, there are going to be there's going to be a whole new world of possible distractions for younger players who may have just come into money. As a veteran, as a leader, what do you try to impart on some of the younger guys to try to avoid that temptation from letting it, you know, get in the way of the job at hand?
Well, I don't know. I mean, listen, it's going to be interesting. You know, that all that seemed to kind of go away for a moment, and then all of a sudden it came back. You know, so now it's like away. But you know, maybe the best advice that was given to me or that I've heard was early in my career. It was actually my first year here in New Orleans. So we had a speaker come talk to us, kind of a veteran guy, and his advice was, "Hey, know when to work and know when to have fun." And also heed the advice of, you know, veteran guys, the guys that have come before you in regards to, you know, the mistakes that are out there that you can, you know, avoid making, because of their advice and their mentorship. And listen, we're blessed to play this game. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, focus, sacrifice in order to be great at it on a consistent basis. And man, when it's time to work, you've got to be able to lock in and you got to focus and work. And when it's time to relax and have a good time, then you can do that. But also know how to know where the problems lie and know the things to avoid. And you know, seek the advice of the guys that came before you, because they probably made the mistakes that, you know, hopefully they'll be able to help you avoid.
Drew, you have a huge sphere of influence. You've had it when I was in year 10 and I came to the Chargers and still had it. Was still a leader, the way that you commanded certain things and put pressure on guys. And that's just who you are. When you look at this young man and Derek Carr, what similarities, you know, he's a man of faith, but what similarities and what do you see when you see a young quarterback and on the path of greatness? What do you see when you look at Carr?
I think he's a phenomenal player, and I think he's only scratching the surface. You know, he's still a very young player, but he's got a lot of good pieces around him, you know, with a good offensive line, a good run game, and some talented wide receivers. But his ability to spread the ball around, he's one of the more talented guys just throwing it. Like, if you just said, hey, arm talent, you know, his ability just to get it up and out very quickly with good velocity and good accuracy, I mean, he's got all those physical tools, and I don't know Derek Carr very well at all, but just from everything I've heard from teammates and guys that know him, is that he's a very dedicated guy when it comes to his craft, preparing to be the best that he can be for practice, for games. He seems like a very intelligent guy, a very charismatic guy, who commands that respect from his teammates, got great leadership ability. And he's just approaching it the right way. You know, he does all the right things off the field as well, which I think is just as important, especially as at the quarterback position where, you know, you are the leader of the team. So I couldn't be more impressed with him, and I think he's got an extremely bright future in this league for a long time.
Drew Brees joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Drew, at 38 years of age, and word of Tom Brady wanting to play into his 40s and Aaron Rodgers wanting to play deep as well, do you think about the rest of your career in those terms? Like, how many more years you want to still get up and do this?
You know, I've made that statement a few times. In fact, 3 years ago, I said the same thing about playing until I was 45. But, you know, honestly, I'm so focused on the here and now and just on this year. That's the only place my head is at. You know, listen, my body feels great. My arm feels great. My mindset is great. So I'm happy where I'm at right now. But man, I'm thinking about the next challenge, and I'm thinking about what's right in front of me, you know, for this off season, and all the things I have on my checklist, which I'm staring at my notebook right now, about to watch film when I get off the phone with you guys. as to everything I want to accomplish, you know, this offseason going into this season. Because, you know, I understand the window of opportunity is, you know, becoming smaller and smaller just because I'm getting, you know, later in my career. You know, so I'm closer towards the end of my career than I am the beginning. So you just don't know how many opportunities there are left. You want to make sure you maximize each and every one.
Drew, I couldn't agree with you more. Continue to think young. Do not worry about how many more years you're going to play. Live in the moment, and that's why you're great, brother, and that's why you continue to be great. I want to talk to you about one thing. Why is it such a – why do you always feel the need necessary to come out when you're talking about players' union and the different things around the league? You know, you step up for players in a way that I haven't seen a lot of guys do. You always challenge certain things when you don't – you stand for things that you don't feel that are right in the league. And with that question, why is there so many – why is there such a huge outcry for athletes to step up and be more boisterous? And even when it deals with politics, do you, why is that? And then how do you balance, you know, politics and sports? Because now you see the world we live in. People always throwing the microphones in front of you guys' face, and they want to get your perspective. And sometimes it can be too much. And how do you guys keep that balance now?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we do have a great platform as a professional athlete, and we have the ability to influence a lot of people, both young and old. And listen, there's a lot of issues that confront us on a daily basis, whether it's politics or whether it's social issues, or whether it's player union issues. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm involved in a lot of things. There's a lot of things that are important to me. I'm a husband and father first and foremost before I am anything else, you know, so family is very important to me. And I think that that's something I've spoken out a lot about, you know, in regards to, I think the family dynamics in our country have been deteriorating, And I think that that's something we all need to be very aware of and find ways to fix that. So, I mean, bottom line is whatever is important to you, those are things that, you know, you should talk about. And you should, you know, give people perspective so that it might be something that they could change in their own lives to help themselves or to help others. But I think that's just... Again, that's just being real and authentic, and but at the end of the day, just understanding the voice that you have and the impact that you can make in a positive way.
Well, Drew, I want to tell you, man, thank you so much for your time, man. Tell the wife, kids, we said hello. Love you, brother. Continue to chase greatness, big dog.
You too, Lo. I'll see you soon, brother.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Drew.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.